Hello, everyone. This is Terry Latham calling in from Austin, Texas. My wife and I are ambassador diamonds to this wonderful company called ASEA. Each and every Monday, we do what we call the Monday Motivational, where I get the chance to interview people who are making it happen out there. But not only do we hear the successes, we also hear the struggles, because, guys, everybody starts somewhere. There's no free lunch. And we had a great event up in Rockville, Maryland this past week. We had over 400 excited people. And, guys, over the past 4 weeks, we've had, you know, well over 1,000 people at the functions around the country. And here's something that's pretty cool when you start talking about our company. They raised almost $60,000, I can't remember, for our charity, just through these functions. And it's absolutely awesome to be a part of a company that does that stuff. Tonight, I get the pleasure to introduce a brand new platinum in our organization. She comes out of Nashville, Tennessee. She is what I call the Tennessee Tornado. She is a single mother and does a fantastic job, what I always refer to leading to, from the front. But she has definitely fought the battle, and she's done an exceptional job. And everybody knows who she is. It's Pepper Black. So, Pepper, are you with us?
I am.
Well, let me say first, I know you've heard it many times, but congratulations. Couldn't be happier for you. And you absolutely did a fantastic job this past weekend.
Thank you. I could say the same right back at you.
Well, Pep, as we get started, there's lots of people, of course, on the call, and they'll catch the recording, as you know. Share a little bit about yourself, and let's get into your journey to platinum.
Well, you said the most important thing. I am a single mom. I have three beautiful daughters, 136, oh my goodness, 112, and my youngest is 10. I have been doing this as a single mom for about 7 years now, and it has been a journey. I homeschooled them for most of that time. We just put them in private school about 3 years ago, 2.5 years ago. So this is their third year in private school, and I just I am loving ASEA. I am loving what it's done for me. So my background is finance. I was an estate planner for about 15 years. I worked with senior adults. I had about 350 clients and several hundred million dollars under my watchful eye. And all of you probably know Dr. Ralph Stevens. He was one of my clients, and that was a very blessed life, except that I was always having to work, and worked about 15-hour days, oftentimes seven days a week. I remember my oldest daughter, before Cayenne and Ginger were born, called me and said, Mom, can I make an appointment to see you? And I was like, oh, my gosh, you're so dramatic. And she was like, I'm not being dramatic. I haven't seen you for 6 weeks, and we live 45 minutes away from each other. And I'm like, has it been that long? So anyway, I that was kind of a cool winter, because I got a two-week cruise at Christmas time, and we went away on a windjammer barefoot cruise. That was kind of fun. But I knew when I started having kids, Terry, that was not the life that I wanted to live. And then when the girl's dad and I separated and I got sick and couldn't do anything and was basically going through my savings at a rapid rate, I didn't know what I was going to do, but I knew that I couldn't work 15-hour days to make ends meet. That was just not going to be possible. So when you called me, of course you didn't know that I was sick, but for those of you who have never heard me speak before and don't know my story, Terry called me and asked me if I wanted to bring to market a really amazing product, and he didn't know that I was sick. So when he sent me 4 cases, I started to take it in December of 2012, and I had been sleeping 17 hours a day at that time. And by the time I was done in December and then the end of January, my 17-hour days with a really terrible autoimmune turned to 6. And that's what I sleep now, about 6 hours a day. And then in 7 months, I was off of all of my prescription medication. So these last 5 years have totally changed my life. I am so grateful.
So Pat, so you've had a great product experience, and you've made a decision. You're no stranger to work. You've been able to provide a nice lifestyle for you and your girls. Now, you've kind of gone at this thing pretty hardcore. I mean, kind of talk about the beginning, and let's get into the journey towards platinum.
Okay. Well, I mean, Terry, once I started feeling good, and that was in January of 2013, the end of 2013, I knew that I wanted to take this to the top. And you had started just right before me. In fact, I love to brag about the fact that I was your first bronze associate. Wasn't your first diamond, but doggone it, I was your first bronze. Anyway, we hit it really hard, and I was ready to take this thing to the top. So I hit bronze in the first, I don't know, maybe the first month, 6 weeks, and then they had the convention, and at convention they had gold camp that was at the trout camp in Wyoming that y'all went to, or that Jerry White had gone to. You hadn't gone to it yet. And that looked like so much fun. Of course, we didn't get to do water rafting, which I think Tyler still owes me one of those trips. But anyway, I really wanted that, and so I just worked my butt off, and I got to a gold associate just inside of 18 months, and was hitting it pretty consistently every single week. So, because I really wanted to go to that trout, what was that trout thing called? Anyway, so I really hit it hard, and so for the first 2 years, I had established a solid gold business. And starting in January of 2015, we were having anywhere between, I don't know, 55 to 84 people consistently every other week at our lunches that we were doing. So we were hitting it hard. We had momentum going in this little place, and things were really going well. And then I had been single at that time for 4 years, and I met a man that I thought was amazing, and he turned out to be a little less than amazing. And we got married in 4 months, which, don't judge, I did my best. We got married in 4 months, and 18 months later, I had sold my house and all my jewelry, even my 6-carat diamond, which just killed me that I can't believe he let me talk to you into that. But anyway, sold my beautiful home and all of my jewelry, and ended up in a rental home. And he took off with the next woman, and left me with my babies and nowhere to go. And so we moved in with some friends of ours, Doug and Terry Floyd, and started building a house. And I just determined that I was going to go ahead and continue to build that house, and somehow, some way, I was going to be able to pay for it. And I ended up being able to come up with the money for a down payment. We moved into the house in December of last year, and we have been here for a year and 1 month, almost 2 months. And I'll tell you, it's really interesting, Terry. I think that people really don't appreciate just how awesome residual income is, because for the last 3 years that my life fell apart, and literally it fell apart, ASEA has been consistent with the paychecks, because I built a solid gold distributorship that kept paying me consistently every single month. And that solid gold distributorship has paid all of my monthly bills for the last 3 years. All of my, you know, my mortgage payments, my the kids to go to JECA, the food, all of my utilities, everything. It pays for everything. It covers all of my monthly bills, and it paid me when I wasn't able to really work. I tried really hard to make it work, but I just couldn't. I would do presentations for people. I would do three ways for people. I was excited still about the product, but in order to really build this to the platinum level, the diamond level, where you're at, I mean, you have to stay laser focused, and you have to be totally in the game. And I wasn't. It's like I wasn't in the game. I couldn't be in the game. And so, thankfully, because of what ASEA afforded me, it really gave me what I needed this last year, which was to kind of reboot, to kind of take inventory of, you know, where I was and who I was and where I wanted to be and who I wanted to become. And I just did a lot of hard work working on myself. And I laugh because everybody's, you know, the beginning of every year, everyone's talking about how we have to set our goals and we got to be motivated. And man, last year sucked so bad because I literally every day I would sit down in my chair and I'd pull out my Bible and I'd get my journal and I'd be like, okay, I'm going to do it today. Today I'm going to write down my goals. And it's like, and I'm still sitting in September of last year going, what are my goals? And then I'm not going to talk about it on this call because it hasn't completely come to fruition yet. I'll talk about it in October. But one of this dream that I've had for the last almost 3 years now has started to come to fruition. And so on September 8th, I finally got that passion that I needed, that goal, that vision that I needed in order to really propel me into this year. And I just kind of made that decision that this year was going to be the year that I didn't go to convention a gold. You know, I was like, I'm not doing this. And it's so interesting because Alan Noble did a really awesome thing, for those of you that weren't there, but they had raffled off, of course, you know, the signed bottles of ASEA that Tyler and Virtus had signed. And Alan had bought one of them for $5,000. And when he got up there to speak, there was a couple there that were gold associates. And they had been gold associates for about 5 years. And when they asked, you know, the golds to stand up and go to the stage, they didn't. They sat in their chairs. And Alan walked over to him and said, you know, why didn't you get up there? And she goes, because I'm not a gold. I haven't been doing anything, you know, for the last couple of years, and I just couldn't do it. And from the stage, you know, he had said, you know, you may not feel like you're gold worthy, and you might not feel like, you know, you're an important part of our team, an important part of who we are. But I'm telling you that you are. In fact, you are worth a $5,000 bottle of ASEA that's been signed by Virtus and Tyler. And then he gave it to them. And I am just telling you, they were sitting, like, right behind me. So I heard everything that she said after he walked away. And, man, I was like, I could not fight back the tears. And I just sat there and I thought, we are working with the coolest people. I mean, who does that? And yet Alan did. I just want to just hug him and kiss him and tell him how fabulous he is. But you know what? I understand, Terry, in a very real way, just how embarrassed you feel. Because I knew and I know, you know, I know who I am. And I know what I'm capable of. And I know where I'm going. And I knew where I was supposed to be. But because I just couldn't operate at the level of the capacity that I'm capable of, I really felt bad about myself. And so that feeling of I don't even want to get up there is exactly how I felt every single time they would do recognition, you know, and all the goals, you know, why don't you come up? I'm thinking, God, I don't even want to do this. But I would do it for my team because I knew that they needed me to see it. But I kept thinking, are they going, is she ever going to stop being gold? So anyway, I knew where she was coming from, and so now, and I'll tell you, I wrote on Facebook, so probably everybody has already read it, but I had no idea that platinum was going to be a big deal for me, because everybody talks about going diamond. It's like that's all, everybody's always talking about when I go diamond. So that's all I think about is when I go diamond. So I was thinking, you know, platinum was just, you know, just a little stepping stone to going diamond. It really wasn't that big of a deal. But I'm going to tell you what, when I got that, you know, that little notification from Jeannie saying, congratulations, you have advanced in rank. You are now a platinum associate. I was at the house by myself, and I'm sitting there, and I get this thing, and I look and I read it, and I'm telling you, I lost it. I had no idea that was coming, but I cried like a baby, and I cried loudly like a baby. Like it was like, and it was so, it felt so yummy because by the time I was done, I felt like I cried all of that the last 3 years up. I felt like I just cried it all up, and I'm like, oh my God, it's like it's over. I'm a new person. We have started where, you know, where I left off 3 years ago. In January, as a matter of fact, that's the craziest thing. Facebook is crazy about memories, right? And I keep getting all of these memories of Facebook of when Trish Winkler came in January of 2015. We had 84 people at that meeting. It's like it was a packed house. It's like, and all these pictures of that I took with Trish and Donna and Trish and everybody. And I kept thinking that was my year that I was going to hit diamond. And of course, my world fell apart, but Facebook is reminding me all this stuff. And then 3 days later, I get that, you know, you have advanced in rank. And I was just like, oh my gosh, finally. But, and I really, you irritated me so bad the last 3 years because you never lost faith in me. But it's like you kept believing in me and you kept like encouraging me and you kept coming out here. And I kept feeling like the biggest loser. And I kept thinking, God, I don't want him to come out here anymore. Why is he doing this? Because it's like, obviously, I'm not ready. Obviously, I can't do this. Obviously, I suck. But it's like I didn't. And I know that I was saying those things, which is a very bad thing. And so don't anybody think that stuff about yourself. But I would think those things. I'm like, no, I can do this. This is good. And then you'd come out and things would be, and I would just feel so bad. But it's like I look back and every time you came out and every time Jerry came out and Ed Weins came out, it's like I had so many people coming to see me and wanting to help me. And I kept thinking, why is everybody here? Why do they keep coming? And it's like, and it's really awesome to look back and go, oh, shoot, I'm going to cry. Sorry, hold on a minute. It's really awesome to look back and go, it's because even when I couldn't believe in myself and even when I didn't see who I was, everybody else still did. And it's like I love the fact that I'm part of a company or part of a team, but it's not just the team. It's not just my upline. It's a cross line that I'm part of this amazing group of people that believe in me and love me and encourage me and want to help me even when I'm lost. And I love that. But that whole, you know, it's okay, Pep, you know, enjoy the journey. This is part of the journey. And you just sit there and look at me. It's just part of the journey. I'm like, okay, ladies, and there's only like five people here. You're like, yeah, this is part of the journey. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, I'm going to go put my head in the toilet, give myself a swirly. I can't do this. So anyway, I am just happy to still be moving in the right direction. And one of the things that I have told so many of, you know, of my people, and even on the charge up call, I've mentioned it, and that's that the only people that don't succeed in network marketing are the people that give up. Because if you truly want to succeed, and success looks different from, you know, for everybody, if you truly want to succeed and you put forth the effort to do it, you really will. And I do. I have really high aspirations, and I have big goals, and I want to see, you know, amazing things happen, and they are. And it's like it's really funny how once you decide that you're ready to do something, how people come and things fall into place. But I've stopped measuring my success on my pin rank because right now I'm at platinum, which is definitely not where I want to stay. But I feel really good, so I'm okay right now. Except I'd feel better if you had pinned me and I could wear my pin, but that's okay.
Okay. Well, you have to throw that dig in. you know, there's a lot, and of course, you know, being a part of this is pretty cool. But, and we talk about, you know, embracing the journey, and because through the journey you become strong. And you know, we always talk about that. And I like to let everybody know, you know, you don't go diamond. You don't go platinum. You become platinum. You become diamond. And it's because you're fighting the good fight. And that's the best thing about network marketing. It makes you more. And it is that struggle, guys, because you don't even know or just kind of struggling with yourself. But I tell you, you become stronger and stronger and stronger. One thing you said, Pep, he said, basically putting your stake in sand, you know, this is my time, you know, the commitment. Talk about being the commitment and committing to your goals.
Well, I'm not exactly sure what you're talking about committing, but I think for me, it probably looks a lot different for everybody to commit to their goals. But for me, it's no longer allowing myself to just sit, and it's no longer allowing myself the permission to not go out and do and to meet people. I was talking to a young man the other day, and my one of my goals is that, you know, what Trish talks about, two a day brings freedom my way. That's one of my goals this year, is that to talk to two people a day, two new people a day. And I was with Dr. Ralph, and this is so funny because I'm going to tell you, Terry, I tell people this all the time, what I do. People are texting me all the time, you know, what do you say to doctors, or what do you say to people, or how do you meet new people? And I'm just thinking, it's like, I'm like, really? It's like, just go outside your house and you will meet new people. But I tell people that I do this, but I don't think that they really believe me. And I think Dr. Ralph is probably a good example of this, because he was laughing at me. He goes, I can't believe you really say that. But we went to Verizon the other day together, and after the kid, you know, helped me with my phone and got it all figured out, I looked at him and he goes, what? And I go, Joshua, is this your dream job? And he looked at me, he goes, no. I'm like, well, what was your dream job? I mean, when you were a little kid, you didn't decide, oh my gosh, I can't wait till I'm old enough to work at Verizon and help people with their phones. And he's like, he goes, you're right, I didn't. And I was like, so what did you want to do? And he goes, I wanted to be in management, and I wanted to travel, and I wanted this. And so he starts telling me all this stuff that he wanted to do. And I said, well, why aren't you doing that? What are you doing here? I said, you are a really terrific guy. I said, you've got a great personality. I said, you have a really good, you know, way with people. I said, you know, you're not like your average, you know, Verizon geek that, like, you know, can't communicate. I'm like, you're really on it. I mean, why are you here? So basically he started telling me about how his wife is pregnant with their second baby, and she didn't want to raise the kids alone. And so they downsized their house, and then she quit her job so that she could be a stay-at-home mom. And then he got a job at Verizon, so he wasn't working, you know, so many hours. But it's like, I just sat there and I was like, I said, that's really awesome. That's cool. But what about all the other stuff that you wanted to do? He goes, yeah, well, that's going to have to wait. And I said, well, what if you could do everything that you wanted to do? You could travel, you could work with people, you could manage people, you could, you know, encourage people, you could train people, all the stuff that you like to do, everything that's in your powerhouse. I said, and you could make, you know, a six-figure income and not be working at Verizon, and you could do it all from home. And he just looked at me like I was like, I had two heads. He goes, really? I'm like, yeah. He goes, can you do that? Is there a job out there like that? I go, yeah, there is. So he and I are supposed to get together this Wednesday, which I'm really excited about. But you know what? This is what I thought, Terry, and I don't know if you heard the charge-up call this morning, but I didn't mention this on the charge-up call, but I wanted to, but I didn't have enough time. What struck me that this kid did that I think is way wrong, really, really wrong, is although I applaud his decision to stay home with his family and all those kinds of things, what I don't think was right was that instead of going bigger, he thought that he had to go smaller. And I don't think that he realized what he thought that he was getting out of the bondage of two jobs and not being able to see his kids, but really what he did was he stepped into a whole different level of bondage. He stepped into the bondage of not having enough money to buy your kids the clothes that they need, not having enough money to buy all the diapers, because I think he's forgotten since his kid's out of diapers that they're just fixing to have another baby. That he's now into the bondage of, you know, not being able to live in the house that they want to live in and put his kids in the school district that he wants his kids to be raised in and not being able to afford to go on vacations. I mean, there's so many things that by going small, that is going to put him in more bondage than just staying where he was. And my whole thing is that God gets no glory in us staying small. God gets no glory in us, you know, becoming little people and staying little people. God gets the glory when we get when we have fulfilled the desires of our hearts. And I really believe that the reason why God wants to give us the desires of our heart, which are supposed to be big, they're supposed to stretch us, they're supposed to help us to become better people, I really feel that the reason why God wants to give us those desires is because he put those desires in our heart in the first place. And all he wants to do is help us to fulfill the destiny, the calling that he put in our hearts to do. And I guess that's why we have that burning desire to become more and do more. And the only thing is that we let life kick us in the pants. And so we don't think that we can do it, or we stop dreaming altogether. And so I loved me and that guy, but sorry, I totally went off. What I was going back to was Ralph laughing at me when we got in the car, and he goes, "You really said that?" And I'm like, "What?" He goes, "Is this your dream job?" I'm like, "Yeah, it is. I really said that." I use that line on everybody. Everybody should use that line on everybody that they meet. Like when I'm in the grocery store and I've got a grocery store checker lady or guy, mostly ladies, you know, and they're, you know, really bubbly and outgoing. It's like, I'm like, "You are amazing." I said, "I can't believe you have such a great attitude being a checker on your feet all day. Is this your dream job? Is that why you're so happy about being here?" And they're like, "No." I'm like, "Oh, well, what was your dream job?" And it, anyway, in the checking line, you can't stay for long because there's always somebody behind you, but you can get enough, you know, to exchange information. So so as far as goals and being able to stick to my goals, it's like, you know, one thing that I'll never, ever do is I'll never allow somebody to steal my dream ever again. No one will ever be able to step into Pepper's world and recreate her vision or change her vision unless it's to change it in a positive way. But there's a part of me that I feel like there's a lot of me that has gotten better. Just like what you said, you know, embracing the journey, which I totally hated every time you said that to me, by the way. and I think that probably Aaron feels the same way, because you're right. It's just frustrating when you're going through it. But I think, you know, there's a part of me that totally is, I'm so grateful for that. But there's also that part of me that just, I am very, very, very weary, wary of anybody that comes in my world that doesn't add to it. It's like, and I'm very quick to just kind of go, people that, you know, kind of get, you know, kind of squirrely on me, I just shut them down and cut it off so that nothing can take that joy and that drive away from me ever again.
So, Pep, we've got a few more minutes. And of course, you know, there's people listening to the call that's been in ASEA for, you know, 5 years, and there's people just getting started. What's some advice you would give to these people listening in?
Never give up. Don't give up. It's a shame if you give up. I just, I think that the most important thing is just to keep on going. I would say paramount, like at the top of the list, is to get around corporate, to get around the leadership. And the places to do that are big events. I was really sad that several of my people, Donna Harrison, for instance, weren't able to come and be a part of what we did in Maryland or what y'all did in Texas. I wanted to be in Texas. I was planning on going to both. I think it's so important to surround yourself with the leadership. And I think it's important because we need to be around people that have suffered through the hard time, that have done the work, that have gotten to the level that you're at, that Alan's at. You know, I'm going to tell you, it rocked my socks to see Debbie Wetzler up there, you know, getting flowers and balloons and, you know, and being congratulated for being in the Millionaires Club. And, you know, and for, you know, most everybody knows Debbie's story, that she was a waitress working a double shift and was losing her house in foreclosure, and her husband had left her. And she started building her ASEA business during the 20 minutes between shifts that she could. And now, you know, she's a triple diamond and, you know, is part of the Millionaires Club. That is just so exciting. And you have to be there to experience that. I can't recreate that for you. Nobody can recreate that for you. And I think most definitely that you need to go to those events. And, you know, Terry, you had mentioned something you know, really important, I think, from the stage. And it was something that I thought was super important a couple years ago when everybody was talking about, you know, how Denny and Trish and you and Jerry and everybody, you know, had gotten, you know, to where they are so quickly and so fast in this company, and we're making so much money so fast, and on and on and on, saying that you'd brought other people from different companies. And I'm just sitting there thinking, it's like, and I have a couple people on my team that always complain about that. Well, they just brought people over from another company. I'm like, yeah, but they started with nobody 20 years ago. Everybody that comes into this industry starts exactly at the same point in time. Every single one of us starts out as an associate with no one underneath them. And all of us had to open our mouths and mess up our words and get doors slammed in our face. And some of us have lost friendships over it because we didn't know what we were doing in the beginning. And, I mean, there's so many things that we have all had to overcome in the beginning trying to learn how to build a network marketing business. And it's not easy. It's not for sissy, that's for sure. I will say that for sure. Network marketing is for the courageous. Network marketing is for the brave, the bold, the people that are going to go out there and they're going to keep doing it until they get it right. The person that I think of every single time that is tenacious and that keeps on talking to people and keep on building, and I always see her name come up on my dashboard every month or every couple of weeks. You know, somebody, Joyce Rude, always signs somebody up. That girl blows my phone up more than anybody I know. And it's like, and it was so cute a couple weeks ago. She texted me and she goes, well, I just realized that I'm not going to get where I want to go just by being a connector. I'm going to have to learn how to communicate with people so that I can become a leader. And I just have to do this. And it's like, here is a woman who's 74 years old, who is a retired special ed teacher, who can teach anybody anything, and she's amazing, but she lacks some of those skills.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, Pep, you know, come back on the side.
Sorry, I'm back.
That's okay. Go ahead.
But anyway, I don't know what you heard. I was just talking about Joyce, you know, realizing that, you know, that she was going to have to learn how to be more than just a connector, that she was going to have to actually learn how to be a leader. She was going to actually have to learn how to communicate with people in order to draw them into this business. And I love that about her. And that's what we all have to come into this industry with, that attitude that we have. And that's kind of what I talked about on the charger call this morning, is that each one of us have been given, you know, gifts and talents. And some of us have been given 5 talents. And we come into this industry with more than the person that has only been given 1 talent. But the point is that all of us, whether we have 5 talents, 2 talents, 1 talent, whatever, we still have to hone that skill. And we still have to, you know, be like that Olympic athlete, that Olympic athlete that says that people go, yeah, they always had that athletic ability, even when they were younger. They just had that athletic ability. Yeah, but they didn't just say, oh, I've got that athletic ability, and now I can, you know, I can create, you know, world records and I can be a gold champion. It's like, no, they had to take that athletic ability and had to work hard to be the best at that specific ability. And I think that as network marketers and as people that want to be successful in this industry, when you see the freedom that it can bring you, you have to take whatever talent you've got, hone that skill, don't give up, and keep moving forward.
Man, Pat, I think you lit everybody on fire. Like I said, everybody listening, that's the Tennessee tornado. But, hey, once again, congratulations on going platinum again. You exemplify leading from the front, and I appreciate your leadership and your friendship and everything you've done. So, guys, get this call out to your peeps as soon as you possibly can. It will be recorded for the next 7 days, and after that, we will upload it on teamlovit.com. Guys, have an absolute fantastic week. Look forward to seeing you on the SC Highway. Everybody have a great week.